Watch your step here. No, keep your eyes closed.
Where are you taking me?
Into the woods to kill you.
Excellent, thanks.
Okay. Eyes open.
Oh, wow.
So, what do you think?
I think that is a lot of candles.
The dollar store is a wonderful place.
This is beautiful, Elliot.
Figured we could just sit for a while. Just us. God knows we need some time to relax. Henry's gonna be okay, Victor.
But we don't know that, do we?
No, but I don't know about you, but I'm sure as hell not gonna give up on him. I'm pretty sure he's indestructible. There's nothing we can do for him right now, but wait and see what happens. So, for tonight, you and I are gonna sit. We're gonna look at the stars. And we're gonna forget about everything in the world except you and me. Okay?
Okay. Are you working next weekend?
Shouldn't be. Why?
What do you say we go to Boston for a couple days? Just get away from everything.
I like that.
That was the weekend you proposed to him, wasn't it?
Yeah. I kept thinking about how happy he looked. I mean, he always looked happy, but that night was something special. It was winter, we were both freezing. But we held each other to keep warm as we just watched the night sky. Not searching for anything, just appreciating our spot in the universe. Eventually, I asked if we could go back inside to warm up. If I'd known how little time we had left, I would have stayed out there all night with him. Never let him go. I've been thinking about death lately. Not in the sense that I usually do. Mostly, I've been thinking about how we think about people after they've died. You don't criticize people when they're alive because either you're afraid or you don't want to be rude. But the moment you say something negative about someone who's dead, you get hit with "don't be disrespectful." To the point where we almost feel guilty even just thinking something bad about them. When really, if they wanted to be respected when they were dead, why didn't they respect other people when they were alive, you know?
What brought this all up?
Well, okay. So, I was thinking about my dad. I don't know how much he knew about everything. If he knew anything at all. But he had to know something, right? He knew something, and he didn't tell me, didn't tell any of us. Same with my mom. They just hoped that we would never have to deal with any of it, and never gave us any tools in case we did. If we were just a little more prepared, who knows how much easier this would be. I'm angry? Is that normal, being angry this far into the grieving period? I mean, Mom especially, she had every opportunity to tell us everything, and now I'm left to clean up her mess with absolutely zero clue how to do it. I mean, I don't even know what the mess really is.
So you're saying you almost feel betrayed by them?
I guess, in a way, yeah. Like, shielding your kids may sound good in theory, but it's only gonna mess them up in the long run. I mean, Henry's ex, Jen, she didn't even know it was possible to be gay until she was 12 years old. Just straight up had no idea it was an option. Her parents never exposed her to anything that would ever put that thought into her head. She's super bi now, but imagine how much easier it would have been on her if she'd just been given the resources to figure it out earlier. I guess we do have one lead to go off of, though. We met up with that guy from a few weeks ago and is not Mom. John and Aubrey are their names. They're vampire hunters. God, I still hate admitting that's a real thing. Apparently, they've been playing bodyguard for Professor Crane ever since they rescued him from being kidnapped. That being said, I also have seen absolutely no proof of this, and part of me is convinced that they're lying in order to gain our trust. But, I mean, that could also be paranoia.
No, I would say that's a logical suspicion in this case.
Okay, well, good to know I do have at least a little bit of common sense left. I do have a ways to go, though. You were right, Christine. She's not doing nearly as well as I thought. I mean, I won't bore you with the details, but she's in a really bad way, and I'm terrified for her. She's sad, she's scared, and I had no idea. I was too focused on how sad and scared I was to even notice that, yeah, obviously I'm not the only one who feels that way. I want to be better. For her, for Henry. I don't want it to always be the Victor show. I want to be able to stop and think, hey, how are my friends doing? I want it to become effortless. Second nature. Growing up, I hated that the only impression I ever gave off was nice. I was sick of being nice. I wanted to be smart, to be confident, self-assured, independent, anything other than just nice. I really buckled down on that when Mom died. But turns out, I just ended up as an arrogant, know-it-all, selfish jerk. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I can go back just a little. Get some of the niceness back. It's strange. Grief tears us apart, reduces us to nothing more than a fragment of what we once were. Part of us dies with each person we lose, and there's no going back. We will never be the same person we were when they were still here, not completely. But in our grief, we also find the opportunity to change. That's all death is, really. A change. And maybe we can come to terms with the fact that the time has come to accept that change. And better ourselves.
You could be a poet, you know.
I was one.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really write anymore, not in years. I was almost an English major.
You never told me that before.
Never thought it was relevant.
Everything can be relevant, Victor. Anything you feel or used to feel. And that's good, wanting to take responsibility for that. You've come a really long way, you know that? Just a few months ago, I was having trouble getting you to tell me about your day. And now you're talking about all of this and wanting to improve yourself on top of it.
Gonna tell that to the courts?
I wanted to talk to you about that, actually. I was talking to them the other day. Your year with me is up next month.
Oh yeah, I guess it is. So you're, kicking me out, I guess.
Would you like to keep going?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would, actually. Might even be easier without the threat of prison constantly looming over me. But, yeah, God knows I still have a lot to work through. And frankly, I have a feeling that I wouldn't get so lucky if I tried explaining my situation to someone else.
You know, you're probably right. And I'd be glad
to-
Frankenstein. Come with me.
No?
This is not optional.
I think it is very optional.
Your actions have put Christine in danger. You are going to help save her.
Oh, God damn it. I'm sorry, Dr. Walton. I promise one of these days we're not going to get interrupted. I will see you next week, assuming I don't get murdered.
What the fuck?